there, I'm Kathy, and I help busy, high-achieving female business owners over 40, just like you, create simple daily habits to increase energy and grow your profits. So welcome to the Fun Over 40 podcast. I know that you do not have the energy or interest to track all of your calories or macros, and you just want to be more present in your daily life. You want to feel confident to work on your business and do the things you love, but instead, you're feeling overwhelmed and you're giving up. So we're going to talk about the ways that you can make baby steps toward meeting your goals. I've got a master's degree in exercise science, and I've been in the field of health and fitness as a health coach, personal trainer, and a small business owner for over 20 years. I have spent all of those years helping people just like you figure out how to fit it all in and meet your health and fitness goals. I've also had to learn how to do it myself. So tune in and let's learn how to get small habits working for you in your everyday life. Hey guys, welcome to the Fun Over 40 podcast. This is Kathy. I am super excited to be here today. You may not have realized I did not record last week. I ended up in the hospital. My first time ever going to the ER. Things are fine, but that was why. Anyway, but I missed you guys. I hope you're great rolling through this year. And today I am excited to talk about my most favorite subject, which is strength training, specifically women and strength training. Obviously, this is a women's podcast for the most part. Strength training is otherwise known as resistance training or weight training. So same thing. So don't get freaked out or caught up in semantics. Strength training, when we're talking about that, what are we talking about? We're just talking about using your muscles, doing exercises that are working against some sort of resistance. So the resistance can be body weight. It can be like weight machines, like weight room machines, those big, huge, clunky sort of machines. It can be dumbbells. It can be kettlebells. It can be barbells. It can be resistance bands. I'm probably missing some. You know, people are always kind of like creating new ways to exercise, right? So, but those are kind of the main ones that I can think of. Obviously, if you ever have any questions about anything I talk about in a podcast, please shoot me a DM on Instagram. Would love to chat, especially about resistance training. It's like my love language, so let's discuss. Okay, so the American College of Sports Medicine, otherwise known as ACSM, recommends practicing strength training exercises for your full body 2 to 3 times a week. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there. I want to make sure you heard me say full body. Why do I want to make sure you hear me say that? Because, I mean, men do this too. I was going to say, especially for women, but men do this too, where you want to work a specific, or you want to make a specific body part look better, like your booty or your legs. And so because of that, you like only work on that body part. No, full body. We want the whole body to be strong, especially because we're having fun over 40. We're going to be fit over 40. And so a lot of this strength training, and the reason that I am so passionate about it for women as we age, excuse me, has to do with longevity. Okay, so yes, we care about how we look. That's fine. Whatever. Mean whatever, but my main concern for you is that you can stay out of a nursing home. And I know a lot of you guys are just maybe in your 40s, right? That feels like forever away, or maybe it doesn't. Like, if you're like me, I'm in my mid to late 40s, I'll be 47 in October of 2023, and my parents are in their 70s, and so it's something I think about all the time. And I'm sure that you have parents or people in your church or people in your community or whatever that are, you know, older. They're in their 70s or 80s or beyond, hopefully, knock on wood. And you see that, and I want you to maybe they're doing great, but maybe they're not. And maybe I want it to motivate you, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I want it to motivate you to say, I want to age well. I want to age healthily, if that's a word. Is that a word? I don't know. I want to age. And a lot of that has to do with how strong you are. Because if you cannot get off a toilet, you're going to end up in a nursing home for the most, probably, or with home health or whatever. Things that are expensive, right? Like, not even let's talk about health, but like, let's talk about finances. So, that actually is research shows one of the main reasons that elderly individuals end up in nursing homes is due to specifically quadricep strength, which are your thighs. So, like squatting it out, getting up out of the tub, getting up out of the off the toilet, falling and not being able to get back up. It's like these are real things. Okay. So this is not to scare you. This is just to motivate you and to tell you why. I mean, I think you can probably hear in my voice. I am just super passionate about this, about you ladies staying strong. And yes, maybe it was about having a cute butt in your jeans in your 20s, and you can still have a cute butt in your jeans in your 40s and beyond. But I want your main motivation to be like, I want to be healthy. I want to be strong and healthy. Okay. So, strength training recommendations 2 to 3 times per week, full body. So, all the major muscle groups. So, unlike cardio, we don't measure like how long a strength training workout is based on time. Cardio, it's like 150 minutes per week is what's recommended. PS, if you didn't know that, I don't know if I've ever really talked about that. That's what ACSM and the American Heart Association recommends for heart health, general health, 150 minutes a week, moderate level cardiovascular exercise, i.e., walking, riding a bike, dancing, swimming, whatever. Aerobics. But for strength training, it's not based on time because it just kind of depends how fast you move. Because what's recommended is that you do at least one exercise per major muscle group. So, like a major muscle group is like biceps, triceps, upper back, lower back, abdominals, quadriceps, which are your thighs, hamstrings, which are the back of your thighs. Calves, if you want to, they're a little bit of an accessory group, but shoulders. So we want to do at least one exercise per major muscle group, 2 to 3 sets, 10 to 12 reps per set. And so a set is like, I'm going to do 10 repetitions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's one set. Okay. So then you're going to rest for maybe a minute, 30 seconds to a minute. You're going to do that again. 2 to 3 times, 10 to 12 repetitions per set. Again, questions? DM me on Instagram. Okay. The eventual goal of strength training is to fatigue the muscles. Okay. What does that even mean? That's kind of that jello-y feeling that you get in your muscles when you've worked those muscles. Now, at first, when you're first starting, you're not going to do that. I want you to err on the side of caution. Use a lighter weight and really work on form if you're new. Like, I'm not new to strength training, so I may not need to do that. But if you're new to strength training or it's been a while, like, err on the side of caution. I don't want you to hurt yourself because then that's just going to set you back, right? So I don't want you to hurt yourself. I want you to work on form. Make sure your form is good, and then you can start increasing those weights and getting that jello-y feeling. Okay, so this is not a race, right? Like, we want to do this. I want you to plan on starting to do strength training exercises, and you're doing it for the rest of your life, the end. This is not like, I want to look cute for the summer, so I'm gonna, I mean, that's fine if that's a goal, but that doesn't mean you stop come summer 2024. You keep going. Okay. This is like brushing your teeth and taking a shower. This is how you take care of your body. One of the ways. Okay. So start off lighter if you're new or with bands. Those are great. Resistance bands are awesome. There are some exercises that are more challenging with resistance bands versus weights. Again, DM me on the gram. If you got questions, want to chat, we can do some voice chatting back and forth. Okay. So, err on the side of caution, start with a lighter weight, and then start adding weight to challenge yourself until you feel that muscular fatigue. Again, a little jello-y, quivery feeling in your muscles. So, why is strength training so important for women, especially women in perimenopause and postmenopause? Okay. Age-related muscle loss is called sarcopenia. Like, this is a medical term, okay? It is a natural part of aging for men and women, okay? So it's going to happen. We're just really working to slow the progression. After age 30, you begin to lose as much as 3 to 5% muscle per decade. And then this process picks up between the ages of 65 and 80. So rates are going to vary because, I mean, we're all different, right? But you can lose as much as 8% of your muscle mass each decade. And women versus men, we're already starting off with less muscle to begin with. So I'm looking at you, ladies. Start strength training. And you see that I said the process picks up between the ages of 65 to 80. So you are, if you're 45, 48, 52, whatever, you are not too old. You still have time. Like, the process has not picked up yet. Even if it has, like, even if you are 65 to 80 or beyond, you are not too old. You are never too old, ever. Okay. Please start strength training. Research suggests that strength training can minimize age-related muscle loss, right? Which is that sarcopenia, and potentially reverse some of the muscle wasting effects seen amongst women transitioning through perimenopause to postmenopause. Okay, so those are the stages we're in. Maybe you're not quite there yet, perimenopause. Maybe you're early 40s. You just might be late into that transition. That's fine, but this is coming. So start now. Again, just start now. I just don't know what else to say. I should just say start now, full stop, podcast over, but I'm not. I'm going to keep going. Okay, so why menopausal women need muscle? Being strong, avoiding frailty, and potentially living longer should be reasons enough, right? But there are even more health benefits of making and maintaining as much muscle as possible. So here are some that you may not have considered. These are all research backed. I will link to the article where I found these that references the research. So you, if in the show notes, you can check that out. But if you want research behind, there's five of these, and if you want some research. One, a healthier heart. Do you know women suffer from heart disease more than men? Right? Like, we have Go Red for Women Day with the American Heart Association. This is why. So building muscle and doing strength training can lead to a healthier heart. One. Two, fewer hot flashes. So that's something that a lot of women, excuse me, really struggle with through perimenopause, through the menopause transition, maybe even postmenopause. So fewer hot flashes, strength training, stronger bones. Let me tell you something. I have had more. I don't know if you guys know me in real life. If you do, you know that I am a cyclist. Y'all, I have fallen off that bike, and I have fallen off that bike onto asphalt concrete at high rates of speed. I have gotten up from every single one of those wrecks. God, I should knock on wood. I'm jinxing myself right now. Yes, I've had road rash, and that stinks. Yes, I have scars. I have had zero broken bones. Zero. I am built like a very strong Arabic woman, like my heritage. So some of us are, just built a little bit more sturdy. I used to hate that. Now I'm starting to appreciate it, right? But as we age, you also know that falls are a huge risk factor, broken hips, those sort of things. So strength training helps to strengthen your bones. So that is just another reason. Lower risk for urinary incontinence. Can I get a what? Hello, who wants urinary incontinence? Not me. Let's do some strength training and work to prevent that. I mean, we got enough stuff to deal with, right, ladies? Like, we don't have to, I don't want to be dealing with that too. Okay, last one. Better metabolic health and body composition, including helping to maintain insulin sensitivity. So, if you're struggling with insulin resistance, strength training. Okay. Okay. And here's the thing. Like I said, you are never too old, but the younger you are, the better. So please start today. If you are not sure where to begin, I know that can be a, big thing, especially if you've never done strength training or it's been a really long time and it's like there is so much stuff out there for exercise, nutrition. I get that. So, if you are not sure where to begin, if you've never done strength training or it's been a while, I really recommend finding a local personal trainer. Ask around, ask some friends. Maybe you're in some like Facebook groups that are like local to you. Ask in there. I would say find a woman if you can. Men are great too, So, but I just want you to find a trainer that you can work one-on-one with that can help you to create a program and help you with your form. You could even possibly do like a small group format personal training. That's become more popular. So maybe you have some friends, or maybe you don't even know the women. Maybe if you contact the gym, you might say, "Hey, do you guys do small group training? That's going to be more affordable." Or maybe you call the gym and you say, "Hey, I've got me and three girlfriends, so there's four of you total. We want to do small group training. Do you have a trainer that would be open to that?" I just want you to start learning how to do basic strength training exercises and make sure your form is good. So that's the main thing. Yes, does this mean you're going to have a personal trainer forever? No, like a good trainer is like wanting to teach you how to fish. Right, like not just give you the fish all the time. Now, some people love having a personal trainer all the time because they need that accountability. That's fine. But if you can find a trainer, maybe you work with them for like a month initially, and then they give you a program, and maybe you do that program on your own, and then you just meet with them once a month thereafter to like tweak your program. So it is being refreshed. And if there's a new exercise, again, they're checking your form, but then they let you go and you're going to have some autonomy to work on your own. But we just want to get you started. We want to make sure your form is good. We want to make sure that you are provided with any modifications based on any joint pain you might have or medical conditions, right? If you're experienced, but maybe you just need something new, it's been a minute, right? You're not doing this regularly. There are a lot of online programs and apps. So again, and I know a handful, right? I mean, there's way more out there that I'm even aware of. Maybe you already know of one and you're just not doing it. Or maybe you just don't even know where to go. So if you need, excuse me, if you need some ideas, just shoot me a DM on the gram and we can talk through it. If you need accountability, I mean, this is really where my Energy Boosters accountability group can come in to play. And that's kind of the whole reason that I created that group, was really for people that kind of know what to do. They're just not doing it and they just need like a small group accountability setting. So if you're interested in that, you can DM me as well. There's information on my website for that. I'll put a link in the show notes. I have a wait list right now because we're not running a program at this moment, but we'll probably run one this fall and definitely like early next year. So, but you can DM me on that as well. So just remember, once you get comfortable with lifting and you've got good form, the ultimate goal of strength training is to really challenge yourself and achieve that muscular fatigue. So I mentioned in the beginning, yes, absolutely. Start with lighter weights, start with lighter resistance bands. But as you perfect your form and you know you're good and you grow your confidence and your consistency, I do not want you to be afraid to increase that weight or increase the resistance band strength or resistance, whatever you want to call it. Because resistance bands, FYI, do come in like multiple levels or whatever you want to call it. So you can start at like light. They usually are like light, medium, heavy, and then there's even some extra heavy, extra light, you know, that kind of thing. And you can purchase a pack of resistance bands that have all of those, and they're very affordable and they travel really well. Anyway, not to go off on resistance bands, but I do love them. I've actually thought about doing a little like excuse me, Instagram live slash Facebook live of a resistance band workout. If that's something you're interested in, again, DM me on Instagram. Hey, heard you talk about this on your podcast. I'd be interested. I'd love to know if folks are interested in that. Anyway, but don't get comfortable. In other words, it's so hard, right? Like humans, we like to be comfortable. You never want to be comfortable with your strength training. I don't mean like uncomfortable as in like joint pain and hurting yourself, but you should be working hard. You should be lifting a heavy enough weight or using a challenging enough resistance band where you are finishing those 2 to 3 sets and you are tired. And as you transition into lifting heavier weights or using more challenging resistance bands, you will need to take more rest. And it's going to feel weird, like rest in between sets. It's going to feel weird because you're literally just going to be like sitting around in the gym or at home. I mean, you could be walking a little or whatever, because like the gym I go to, it has an indoor track. So I could theoretically see myself like doing something challenging, like a heavy squat, and then walking slowly around the track a lap or two during my rest. But you really want to rest because then you're taking that rest so that you can complete that heavy set again. And if you don't take the rest, then your muscles really aren't able to complete that heavy set again, if that makes any kind of sense. So now that's when you get more advanced. But I just want you to realize, like, once you start to get comfortable with a weight, that's when you need to increase the weight. Don't get cozy with those weights. Strength training is not supposed to be comfortable. Okay. I hate it for you, but this is just how it is. Because if you don't lift heavy enough, you're not going to get the benefits. And if you're going to go through the work, put the time in, see a trainer, whatever, you know, pay for an app membership or something, then I want you to be lifting heavy enough to get the results, right? And I will just touch on this. If you don't eat enough food, specifically enough protein, you will also not grow any muscle because your food and your protein specifically are the building blocks of muscle. So if you're doing the strength training, but you're not eating enough protein, that the muscle, the building blocks are not there to grow muscle. So you really have to do both. So I think what I'll do, and PS, I have a free 5-day protein challenge just that comes straight to your email. I put a link in the show notes. There's also a link in my Instagram bio. So if you struggle to hit daily protein goals, if you're doing weightlifting and you're not seeing results, or if you're going to start strength training or weightlifting and you want to see results, you might want to go through that. Just free. It's totally free program. It gives you a tip each day for 5 days. And they're really simple. So I think it'll help you. But I just want you to get started. I want you to get started with strength training. I want you to find a program that works for you. I want you to find a trainer that you trust, that's kind and can help you with form. And again, I'm happy to help with any of this. So again, shoot me a DM on Instagram if you want to chat through any of this. If you need accountability, we can get you on the wait list for the next accountability group. It's really imperative, ladies. I can't say it enough. Do the strength training, build strength, build muscle. Just create a routine at home or at a gym. It can be either. so that as you age, you are aging more healthfully. I don't want to say gracefully. That's what I keep wanting to say, but I really just want you to be healthier as you age. Many of us have seen people older who, didn't take care of themselves, and unfortunately, it catches up to you. So I want you to really be able to age and enjoy your life. So let's all be strong and healthy, aging women together. So we can like have retreats and go on trips and do all the things and live life to its fullest. Okay, love you guys. Have a great day. Strength training, do it. Let me know what questions you've got. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Fun Over 40 podcast. It means so much to me to have you here. So go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And you can also find me at www.kathymeadfronheiser.com. That's where I'll put show notes, and you can see all the ways to work with me, including my free 5-day protein challenge. Look forward to seeing you there.